Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are talking Giants loss yet again. It's really not about the loss. It's more about what is going to take place here moving forward with this team. And I think the more they lose, the better off for the organization, because it would hopefully, you think, lead toward firing Joe Shane and Kafka. The one thing I will say about Kafka, I'm at least intrigued, not for this particular job. I don't care how good he is. I don't want anybody as a holdover. That just makes no sense to me. It doesn't mean it's the right thing. It's what I would do. I would clean house entirely. It's been that bad for that long that I can't say, well, yeah, the offensive coordinator that's been here this entire crappy run is going to be some great head coach. But there were some things that I do like about it. To your point, BT, putting his stamp on things, and maybe more specifically, holding players accountable, in this particular case, Abdul Carter, who started the game on special teams and had to sit out a little bit for disciplinary reasons. We don't know what happened, but at least Kafka has the guts as an interim head coach to make a decision like that right out of the gate and hold one of his star players accountable.
I love that. I mean, that's paramount to changing the culture here. And listen, he owned it. He's like, yeah, it was my decision. Like, he didn't try to, Right. Well, organizationally, nope, my decision. I'll keep it in-house. Good for him. And the fact that he ran him out there on special teams, even better. Because let's face it, when you're, third overall pick, and even though he still only has a half a sack, I mean, it's ridiculous at this point, even with the pressures. When you go out there, there's a level of sporting indignity when you've got to go play special teams when you have your starting role stripped, especially without Kayvon Thibodeau. So I did like that. Again, the O-line played hard. There was a ferocity in the run game, which I know Kafka preached during the week. I like Mike, and I remember saying, I guess a week or so ago when they actually fired Dable, that they're going to give him a look, but I do agree, while he's got some value and respect around the NFL, you've got to bring in, it's got to be outside blood. It's got to be somebody who's done this, and we've had the McCarthy conversation, some others. That's what I would do. We'll see what they do.
Think about how stale it would feel if they kept Shane and Kafka. It'd be the same thing next year, just minus Brian Dable, who you could argue, and we have before, he's the one guy that's done his job better than the others over the course of the 4 years, specifically year one, and then even this year with maximizing Jackson Dart when Dart was in there healthy. And that's a whole nother topic of conversation. We'll get to that coming up as well. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. Matt is in Sayreville. What's up, Matt?
Yeah, so my point for Joe Shane is you think about the bad that's happened. The three that stand out to me is the botch of a pick with Evan Neal. You got the handling of Daniel Jones, the mismatch with the Saquon dealing. There are so many things that aligned him against him over the last years that he should have been gone a long time.
How about
time
Deontay ago. Banks, Jalen Hyatt? I mean, there's more, too. I know you hit on some big ones there, but there's more, too.
Well, there's so many that you lose count after a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
And then my point, to follow your point with Kafka, I saw a team yesterday that wanted to win.
Yeah.
I saw a team that didn't realize that they're 2-8.
Mm-hmm.
You got guys going in for tackles. You have Devin Singletary and Tyrone Tracy going for that extra yardage. You had a team that didn't want to quit, because they had to change a head coach. Brian Daboll should have been out a long time ago. I've been saying it for years. He was a fraud. It was a fluke year one. It was a fluke. Okay.
Well Matty, hold on one second. Let me just interject for a moment. You generally do get an uptick in effort. And, you know, I don't know the exact stats, but when you get an interim, there's usually a little visible signage of, okay, there's some good play the first game, and then that slowly dissipates as the year goes on. I mean, if you're a player on this team, you've got to be thinking, well, there's a chance Mike Kafka might get the job, so you want to impress him. But eventually, 2-8 is going to become 2-9 when the Lions smoke them, and then 2-10 when they lose up in Foxborough when they get smoked there. And then you're probably back to the way they looked under Daboll and, you know, a little less visible energy.
That's fine. I don't want any ties to Joe Shane. Get him out. Go give me John Gruden as my head coach. Leave Dart out the rest of the season. Don't risk his health. And get a good pick. Trade back, you know. Get a couple good first-round picks.
There are ways out of this, Matt. And thank you for the call. There are ways. Nobody's saying here today that the Giants can't be a successful football team next year. What we're saying is they can't be a successful team under the current structure, meaning Shane and Kafka. And maybe Kafka could be a good head coach somewhere else. I don't know how you can sell that to this fan base. After 4 years of Shane and Daboll, you're going to go to year five with Shane and Kafka? My God, even if he's got some potential as the head coach. I like the fact that he was putting an emphasis on trying to run the football yesterday. Singletary, Tracy. That to me is where it should all stem from. We talk about this with the Jets all the time. They were built to run the football. They don't do it nearly enough, especially with a quarterback who actually can't throw it. But I liked some things from Kafka yesterday. I would continue to evaluate him. I just don't think they can make that move here based off what's gone down for four straight years.
It would not be well received. I mean, there's a time and a place to elevate. Doesn't mean that Kafka can't be good, but the initial reaction that there's a stigma now that...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whether it's right or wrong, everybody in the building is kind of contaminated in football sense, for lack of a better way to describe it here. So
now, is that the right way to do business? Remember, ownership. Now I'm afraid to call him Mr. Mara because I call
you're overthinking
ownership.
It
yeah, ownership would prefer, I think, to stay with some continuity. That's a lot of turnover, and I understand the hesitation to have that much turnover. But it has been 4 years, and it has been losing to high degrees.
I like continuity when there's justification for keeping continuity. Like, you know, you get an aged out, like an older coach, okay? All right, he either gets fired, but after a successful run, or he retires, now you elevate from within, because the messaging you would think would be the same, the expectation, the familiarity. So, but to, and again, doesn't mean that Kafka can't be, I think, I like him. I'm intrigued by him enough, but it's too much of a contradiction at this point, and it's too redundant. I think they need new juice. I think they need a new voice. I think they need a new presence to elevate Kafka. And when he's been in the building, they haven't won a damn thing for years. Just seems like the fundamentally wrong thing to do, even if I do think he could be good.
Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Philip is in Brooklyn. What's up, Philip?
Hey, BT Sal. Thanks for taking my call.
All right.
I was gonna ask you guys about the wide receiver group, but what's more important is what direction is this team going to go in? Because I don't really care about whether or not they win games, you know, going the rest of the, you know, the rest of the season. It's about the personnel. They got one first round pick, a second round. Like you guys said, they got rid of the coach. This GM, is he the one that's going to pick the next coach? And how long is he going to be around? Because Dart, we don't want Dart to get hurt. Look, I wanted him to start at the beginning of the season. We got our quarterback. But this team has to have a direction. And right now, I don't know what direction it's going in. I don't know who's really in charge. Because if the GM picks the coach, that means he's got another 2 or 3 years.
Not necessarily, but I know why you would say that. But keep going.
And if that's the case, being what his track record has been so far with the talent on the team, you get rid of him in another year or two, and then we're back to square one where we've been for the last how many years?
That's exactly the fear. Yeah. And thank you for the call, Philip. Good stuff right there. That's the fear, is that, first of all, based on the record, how in the world can anybody justify Joe Shane keeping his job? Based on the record. You want to say there's extreme circumstance going on with the Giants hierarchy? Okay, understood. But still, if we're talking about getting this football team to win games moving forward, how could anybody, based on what he's done since he's been here, say that they trust Joe Shane to do things the right way? Let's say they keep him. He gets to hire another head coach, which he shouldn't, and the Giants inevitably fail, which they likely will in the next 2 years because he hasn't shown that he could build a roster in 4 years. What would make me think that in 6 years that's going to change? It wouldn't. Then what? Then you have to move on from, is it Shane and the head coach, or is it just Shane?
Yeah. And then you still have the inconsistency.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, that's why a clean break is required here. And it's just a complete organizational reset. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think you compound stuff. The Knicks did this for years. You know, not in the last couple of years, but we've seen the Mets kind of stumble over this in their history. Like when you, Jets, of course, when you look at these long chunks of inconsistency / ineptitude, there's generally a correlation. Of course, a lack of talent, that goes without saying. But an inconsistency and a fundamental breakdown of the hierarchy of the, I don't mean ownership, I mean the step below ownership. And it's disjointed and it's disconnected. And they've got a chance to fix that. And if they don't, they get, honestly, if they don't, they deserve what they get.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.